You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Mace, I'm going to start off. I told you this about an hour ago.
Yeah, Kato Kaelin?
No, that one we'll get into. We'll get right into that one. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Topic came up.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you. And I look at you a little bit differently.
Really?
Than I look at John Ireland.
Okay. I know what it is. Go ahead.
You know where I'm going?
I know where you're going. Yeah. What
the hell's going on with the late mergers?
Yeah, the late mergers suck.
No, you guys are in the wrong here.
No, you are in the
wrong. What the hell is going on?
Basically,
every time I get on the freeway, it's Ireland.
Right.
No,
exactly.
Yesterday, Mason was the only one who had a problem with this. I always merge late. In particular, I do it on the 110 going north to get to the 10, which gets you to here. And I did it today. I merged late again, like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it's guys like you.
As you should, John. As you
Isn't
should, John.
That it's he's guys, turning it on us.
It's guys like you and Mason
okay.
who have no courtesy, will not let anyone in. Mason said he'll hug the bumper of the
I
guy in front
before
I let him in. What do you think happens to the lane next to you when you do that? I'm not going to keep going straight.
Okay, no,
you
this
just
is,
stop
no,
the
this,
entire
right,
lane
no, no, no.
behind
this is,
me.
This is the conversation. Conversation is when you go grocery shopping and you get in line.
Yep.
Do you come out of nowhere when Mason is starting to put his items on the actual table and he's getting ready to check out? It's basically you coming in out of nowhere and starting to put all your groceries there, and you're asking Mason to be okay with it.
How many items do I have, and how many items does Mason have in that scenario?
Let's say
does
Mason,
it matter?
Yeah. Oh, see, that's it right there. See, Mason's
we
all
both,
about.
We both have
this,
items. Why are you cutting in line in front of me at the grocery store?
This reveals everything you need to know about, Steve
John
Ireland.
Mason.
This
He's is not waiting his turn.
This is not Mason. Mason is all about Mason. He will not let anybody cut in
you're
front of him.
You're the one that's cutting in. You're what the if one I, that's taking
okay,
in. You're about you. You're doing what you want to do as in breaking the rules.
Brian Cranston was late merging. Would you let him in?
No!
What?
No!
I want no courtesy.
I want Los Angeles to not let John Ireland late merge
no,
anymore.
No, I mean, it's selfish. It speaks
what do you
to
gonna
who
happen
John
if I...
Ireland is selfish.
Right.
It is about him. I'm going to merge when I want to merge.
Who doesn't let people in? It's a respective courtesy.
Okay, here's the question. The question comes down to this.
You're really those guys that never let anybody in?
No, you know what we are? We're the people that waited
Play
in
by
line
the rules.
To get where we need to go.
We're
You're
rule
trying
followers.
To skip the line.
Yeah, we're rule followers. You're skipping the
no,
line.
No, there is no line. I'm merging.
No. You're not merging.
By
you know
the
what
way,
you're doing? You're waiting. He's waiting to. There's two lanes.
Yes.
One is going to go in a completely different
Correct.
Direction, he's coming in late.
Yes.
Right. And so,
I stand by you, Mason.
Slee, yes. If I'm waiting to merge, and you're just in the lane and your car happens to be behind me, you're not letting anybody
in. It depends
in.
What the
you're
merge.
Not letting
I think a lot of it depends
in.
On what
like
the merge.
How late
like,
in the game are we?
Ireland's like, I've got a car. I'm going to merge whenever I want to merge because I'm down Ireland and I'm going to do it.
No, this does
You
actually,
do hate to wait. You've said that
you
many times.
Wait.
You
no,
hate
but
this to
actually,
wait for
you
anything.
This actually reveals more about
you
Mason and Ireland
us.
Than
yeah, this
anything.
This is the difference between us.
This
I
literally
play by
is
the
difference. Mason won't. Has no respect of courtesy. He will not let anybody in.
By cutting in, you are not respecting courtesy.
Okay.
You are saying, I'm going to cut in when I want to cut in, and I don't care if it bothers somebody else.
No, I'm saying someone will let me in. Not you, obviously.
Correct. You're not playing by the rules.
Someone
there are no
rules.
Yeah,
someone
there are
will eventually.
Rules.
Someone's
Where
going
is
to.
This rule? Where is this rule listed?
The rule is
it's the unwritten rule.
Okay, like
it's
there
un,
are
it's
no
an,
unwritten
yeah,
rules.
It's an unwritten
so,
rule in baseball.
Oh wait a minute. So Slee, you're unwritten rule baseball guy.
No,
you
this
don't
is an unwritten
I go
rule.
I go ahead and hit. I hit Andy. He's on your team.
Yeah.
You're not going to hit me.
No, you are getting hit.
No, unwritten rule.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that
believes in unwritten rules.
Right.
That follows our argument.
Yeah, that's
right.
Your,
but
that
what I'm saying is, unwritten rules don't There are no unwritten rules. If it's a rule, it'd be written.
Right, but I think the difference, here's the difference ultimately.
This is such a good topic.
Are you willing to wait your turn, or do you have to inconvenience somebody else?
And then
I wait my turn.
You're not a bad guy.
By the rules.
You're not a bad guy for waiting your turn.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Andy's trying to merge.
Yeah.
You're not letting him in. Mason's not letting him in. I let him in. Okay, I'm the third car in line. I let him in. Who's the bad guy there?
Well, you know why you let
Andy's
him in?
Andy's the bad guy.
Well,
Andy's the one that's late merging.
Yes.
No, but I have no issue with Andy.
But the only reason why you let him in is because you late merged, so it's too late merged.
Okay, right. I let a guy in today.
Rule breakers.
I think
just
Mace.
Don't follow the rules.
I think Mace hit on the crux of this when he said late merging. It depends on when you are in the merging process.
Right.
If you are merging,
if you're an early merger, you're okay.
Like, right. Get on merging.
What's the difference? What's the difference when you merge? Someone has to let you in.
By the rules.
Wait a minute. You won't let me in if I'm early merging.
It's the
you won't let me in anyway. You're all about you. I will hug the bumper. No one's getting in. I'm Steve Mason. I will yield to no one.
If you are early,
it is my freeway.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm John Ireland. I don't wait in lines. I'm a snob. I live in a gated community. And I will merge whenever the hell I want to merge.
I won't merge in front of you. You don't let anyone
that's
in.
That's exactly right.
This is a good question.
This is what we've learned from this whole argument.
Yes.
You are both, Mason and Ireland, so convinced that you are entitled to your space.
Right.
That's ultimately what this argument is about
exactly.
That has been revealed. You both are very selfish about your space.
Correct.
You just differ on when to be selfish about it.
Exactly.
So here's one thing. So I found out from Bergman today that we're actually talking about two different things. And if I showed you the thing.
That's why I was confused, too.
Wait,
I'm like,
I don't.
If I showed you the
I
thing.
I have the vision of when he's coming in. Is that wrong? Like, I have the vision
it depends
of
on
when.
Why
I'm driving up to 110, and I have to go. If I don't merge, I miss my off-ramp.
Yeah.
Okay? So I have to merge.
But are you getting greedy and saying, hey, I'm going to pass 35 cars, and then I'm going to go in, and there's no more dotted, it's a solid white line.
No, well, I have crossed solid white lines, but what I try and do is, the minute I see traffic backing up, when I start to see it back up, I try and merge as soon as possible.
Can't do that.
Right.
As soon as anybody lets me in.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Look at this. So I'm in this line every day exiting Bundy.
The diagram says everything.
So there's a long, long line. What I don't like is the people that drive to the front of the line.
What the hell
and
is that?
Try to cut in there because everybody else has waited their
turn. No. I would get in, but I would still get in, but I'd get in way back here.
Okay. Well, then we're
not. You're not letting me merge under any condition.
No,
you said
we're letting you in the back.
No, you're not. You just said you won't let in. He said yesterday he will hug a bumper.
They said late merger. That's why I was asking these questions.
No, you got to wait in line.
No, late merger.
I said, what if I go right there? There's five cars in front of me and three behind me.
What makes
so
you
is
more,
that late or early?
What makes you more entitled than the three cars behind you? Why do you think you deserve to be off the freeway?
Here's the bigger question: is it
cars?
A solid white or is it dotted?
Well,
you can go dotted
if you're merging. It's almost always dotted.
That's always dotted if you're merging.
Yeah, but then
merger's
he's most
in this
people
scenario,
are coming in when it's solid.
This is dotted back here. It's dotted.
Okay,
so I'm saying right here: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I come in here.
By the way,
Mason's
six,
not letting
seven,
me in.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 cars there.
Yeah. Oh, what type of person never lets anyone in?
What kind of person thinks they can cut in front of everybody because they deserve it?
By the
way,
if there's
a
rule
Slee,
passed
yesterday,
for 5 cars in, you get arrested, I'm in.
Oh, there you go.
Slee, yesterday we threw this at Bergman, Brian, Laura, me, and Mason. Mason's the only one who won't let anyone in. So who's wrong?
Well, I've already claimed that. Listen,
honestly, I think if people could see this, they would say, "Oh yeah, absolutely,
that's all you need."
That makes sense. Play by the rules.
If
that's
people
all
could
I'm
see
about.
That, they'd say, "What the hell is
look
that?"
Look at this right here. This YouTube. This is the what I'm talking about.
I mean, this might have been an argument until your diagram.
That diagram.
Once that was settled, it's
put
over.
Put that in the Louvre.
Case closed.
Okay, what happened with Cato Kalin? What happened? Can you give? Because he gave his side of the story. Do you have your side?
So okay, now I don't recall this exactly.
I recall it exactly.
He says Arash Markazi and Jeff Katz were doing a show.
I know it was Arash. I think Katz,
Arash
but I know it was Arash.
I don't think Arash would have been hosting a show by himself.
No.
So it had to have been
Arash
Katz.
And Katz.
Okay.
So People versus O.J. Simpson was like a gigantic deal. We were hanging on it week after week. they put Cato Kaelin on the air. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Cato Kaelin talking about this. So I ran in because I wanted to talk to Cato Kaelin about the People versus O.J. Simpson. And you guys are saying that's...
Well, no. First of all, you beelined in here.
Right.
You then hijacked the interview from
Well, this is very Mason. I've got an even better story
and
that
then,
illustrates this.
After that, you proceeded to parlay this phone interview with Cato Kaelin into a one-hour appearance
to talk about the People versus O.J. Simpson,
which was
on
the
Monday.
Single worst hour in Mason,
way,
Ireland history.
I totally disagree with you, but okay.
I was here for it. I was playing the role of Ireland.
I wasn't
It's
here.
A matter of taste. So I thought it was right. Great. You did not. Like
I got
it.
An even better one. So we're in a fishbowl studio, okay? And so Mason's sitting where you are, Slee, yep. And Andy, I'm sitting where you are. And so you look out the window, and you can see anyone who walks into our lobby. And Mason says, Ireland, who is that girl right there?
Right.
Who is that girl?
Because I knew she was from Entourage.
I said, that's Emmanuel Shrieky. She's the lead on Entourage. He goes, I got to get a picture for the gram. And he gets up. So 30 seconds ago, he had no idea what her name was. But he knows she's famous.
Yes.
So he's running out there. And then, and this is the type of culture that this leads, Singer walks in and goes, Ireland, who is that? And I said, it's Emmanuel Shrieky. She's on Entourage. Mason's going to get a picture. He goes, well, if he's getting one, I'm getting one. And there's a big... So they have no idea who she is. They just want a picture
right.
of her because she's
But
famous.
In the case of Cato Kaelin, it was about content. Like, I want to ask him, didn't he hear OJ jump over the fence? Didn't he find some blood spot somewhere? Did he really go to Burger King that night with OJ
Simpson?
The flip
side, though, is we did, I remember it was you and I... We did an interview with Sterling K. Brown around that same time because Brian and him went to high school together.
Right.
So we know Sterling.
Great actor, yeah.
Yeah, great
Academy
actor.
Award nominee.
Yeah, nominated for American Fiction. That was a great interview around People versus OJ.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm
that
sure.
was worthwhile.
Yeah, my recollection is the interview wasn't that bad. You obviously disagree. I thought it was, to me, there's a difference
we should try
between
to, we should
celebrity
try to find that
hunting, because let's face it, Cato Kaelin is not really a celebrity. Celebrity hunting and actually talking about content. That's what I was doing.
Right. How did the gram do for that photo?
I have no clue.
No idea.
By the way, and if you looked at my gram, you would say, this guy, he's got no famous people anywhere on his gram. They don't exist.
Hey, you got an opportunity, you got to take it.
Should have taken a picture with Cato.
With Cato.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Do not be a late merger.
No!
All right, Mason Island, coming
show
up next,
some courtesy.
ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good
everybody's
afternoon.
All fired up today.
Good afternoon.
Everybody's all fired up today. Pepe's here. Michael's here. What? You guys just, they're going to roll in whenever.
Yeah,
it's
get him in here.
It's potpourri
we
of lies
only had two
today.
Hours. Get him in here.
I love crashed and you have music. There's
potpourri.
A lot of things that have to happen.
Crash. Yeah. Here comes Michael. And then play Pepe's theme song. With the
horse.
Here he comes. He's going to ride, riding in on his...
The horse.
Michael
and
Thompson.
Encouraging the... It's very important tonight, Mace, for the Lakers to focus.
Oh, you think? Yeah, it is.
You know?
Focus.
I just want to say.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
I don't know how much we can do that.
No, he's saying focus.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Play it again. Play it again. He is saying the word focus.
Yeah, yes. Oh, God.
Michael, where do you weigh in on the merge into the freeway thing? Do you let people in, or do you, are you like Mason? Do you hug the bumper?
Do you not
before you let anyone in?
Do you blank? Oh. Do you break the rules and cut way in front, or do you wait your turn?
There are no rules. What
sure
do you say, Michael?
This is one of the, you know, you try not to sweat the small stuff because people out there have real problems. You know what I mean?
Our job is sweating the small stuff,
yeah,
Michael.
You try not to let things get to you, but that is one of the things. I guess if I had to make a list of 10 things, pet peeves I have, that's one of them. When you merge into the freeway, keep up with the traffic. Speed up. Don't come in at 40 miles
no,
an hour.
No, I don't disagree with that. You come in at 40 yeah. miles an hour, but...
No, what no, we're no, talking about is if a guy is trying to get into your yeah. lane, do you let him in or do you just keep going because he didn't wait his turn?
No, I let him in. If
he, saw, if he didn't if wait his turn, if he's not playing by the
see,
rules.
I'm with you,
if
Michael.
He cut way
I
in front.
I always let people in.
Yeah, because you don't want to risk getting an accident.
Yeah, I think there are jackasses that try to skip right. lines. I don't like people who try
Mason
to skip lines.
Mason says he will hug the Speed bumper up. In
I
front
absolutely
of him before
will,
he will let
because
anyone
I
in.
Do not like people breaking well, common decency
that's
rules.
True. And you're right about that, Mace, but then you might get in an accident. You might create some kind of road rage.
Me, an accident?
You know, guy might pull a gun on you because you never know.
Oh, the people God.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
You never know.
It does. It's never happened to me.
Right. That's yeah. why you don't want to risk it. Just let him in.
Pepe Mantilla, what about you?
I will always let him in.
Yeah. What's that wrong with you, Mace?
That's the correct thing to do. Why do you want... That's so, like... It's not a big deal.
Pepe, you wouldn't. It is a gigantic
Pepe,
deal. Have you not
will
been listening
hug that
to the show?
Before he'll let you come over. If you try and go over, it's a wreck. It's on.
Well, if you
Pepe, if you see me, I will wave to you a wave of courtesy, and I'll be like this. Go ahead, sir.
And I will do the same to you.
There you go.
Of course you're going to wave. That's
now,
what you do.
No, what happens?
Of course Pepe's going to wave.
I even let you go.
You will let me in, Pepe?
See, yeah. what happens... Mace, nowadays, you don't know if the guys are crazy.
Sure.
If they have a baseball bat or something, and they're going to do something to
right,
you.
Right.
Oh, you're growing a mustache.
I am, a little...
Focus.
You want to look like Errol Flynn?
Errol Flynn.
That's where I'm going for the Errol Flynn look.
Thank you. Clark Gable, maybe.
Thank you for checking in, 1938.
Clark Gable.
It's always Back to the Future with Pepe. Yeah.
Clark Gable, man.
He's a good looking guy. Yeah. So, all right. So tonight, let's do a little what we call content here. The Lakers.
Are you in panic mode, Mace?
Well, I mean, I think I'm just being a realist. I mean,
he's reached some conclusions.
That was
before
a weird game.
The final 18 games
that was
played.
A terrible,
let's put it that way.
Embarrassing yeah. performance. They went to sleep. Right. They played with no energy. They played with no fire.
Played with no focus.
Focus.
But I will say this, Pepe.
Focus. Lack of concentration.
There you go. Thank you.
No, I like it better when you say focus.
No,
but,
I don't like it.
Yeah. But, Pepe, I said to me, I'm curious if you and Michael agree, to me that was the worst loss of the year. What do you think?
I agree with you. There is no way that Anthony Davis can't let...
Domantas Sabonis
get every rebound, even when Sabonis is in the back. I mean, you just have to box out.
Right. Michael, did you have the same feeling when you walked out the other night? I thought we've had some bad losses, but that's number one.
That 19-point
lead in what we talked about as a playoff-like game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm very, very interested in how the Lakers come out tonight.
Yeah, because Milwaukee's desperate too.
And they just Milwaukee just got
Boat
blown
raced.
Out.
Yep.
That might be their worst loss of the year. Mm-hmm. And here they come. They've had the best defense in the NBA since the All-Star break. Damian Lillard always plays well against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Giannis and AD put on two shows last year. Both games, they were both great. You have to show up tonight. I'll even say this. If the Lakers lose, I won't be furious if they compete. But on Wednesday, they did not compete.
Now, there is another thing that you guys have to agree with me in this sense. There are teams that are, I mean, when the Lakers, they match better with some teams.
Sure.
But
yeah, it's a
matchup. That's not the case
sure.
with Sacramento.
Yeah, I used to say, Pepe, that the only team that worried me in a first-round playoff series was Denver. I don't think that anymore. So that game, one game, Wednesday, changed my mind. Sacramento looked like they wanted it more. They look like they were the when they got down by 20, they got mad. Mm-hmm. When we got down by 20, we started sulking.
Yeah.
We had terrible body language. Nobody, AD was in foul trouble, so he couldn't do everything. LeBron was the only one who was really to, in my, did you see, you guys see the exchange when Darvin tried to take LeBron out and he told him no?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Somebody should be. Somebody needs to take some accountability here and say, we're not losing to these guys. Mm-hmm. And I, to me, it looked like the only one doing it was LeBron.
It's kind of hard to explain because I don't like games like that. But mm-hmm. at the same time, Michael, and you can tell me this better than anybody. Fox, what is forget it.
No, go ahead now. Darren Fox.
Go ahead about De'Aaron Fox.
Okay. So Aaron Fox, what is Aaron Fox's best
side? De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron, that's all right.
Fox, okay.
Fox. Okay.
Yeah. F-O-X.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, say it right.
But okay. Pepe, Michael, the question you're asking, Michael made this point during the game in real time about 10 times. He would look at me, he'd go, Ireland, he's going left every time. Mm-hmm. They've got to make him go right.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't rocket science, or as Michael would argue, rocket engineering.
Rocket engineering.
If he beats you off the dribble two times in a row going left, mm-hmm. camp out on his left side.
Yep.
What I mean, this isn't
it's weird.
And he just 44 points. Now I know we don't have an elite defensive guard. But any coach in the NBA, including Darvin, will tell you it's never one-on-one defense.
You got 15 coaches sitting over there.
You've
got to
play defense
right.
collectively. And you can do things. And these guys are good defensive coaches. You can do things to make him go right, or you can do things to take the ball out of his hands. They didn't do either.
Right. And the other thing is Darvin Ham really made no adjustments once things started going sideways.
You know what? When media guys like us say that.
Yes.
I sometimes will go to coaches afterwards and I'll say, boy, it didn't look like you guys made any adjustments. And Michael, I'm curious what you think about this. He goes, oh, we did. They didn't listen.
Well, okay, that's a huge problem.
We'll
if the players have stopped listening to the coaches, then the players got to sit down.
Well, I thought
that's an adjustment in and of itself.
I said it on the show yesterday, Pepe. Phil Jackson, and I brought it up with Michael during the game. Phil Jackson, when guys were not listening.
He took all five out.
Hockey substitutions. Pop does it all the time. Greg Popovich. It's like, all right, you guys aren't gonna execute what we're talking about. I'll try somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Now another question for you guys: is Monk a good defender?
He's all right. He tries.
I mean, he's athletic.
Neutral. I would say not a plus defender.
I don't think he'll ever show up on an all-defense team.
Okay, so if he's not a good defender, but he's a very good shooter, how do you control him? You make him defend you.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Because he's either going to move or he's going to commit a foul.
Guys, I thought our offense on Wednesday was fine. 120 points is good enough to win most times. Mm-hmm. The defense was the problem. Like there became a time late in that game where they were just trading baskets. And when you're down by 20, you can't be trading baskets.
There's just a lot of quit out there. I mean, there was just a lot of quit out there.
Yeah, and they got dispirited.
And dispirited. Yeah. You're going to say dispirited.
Fancy word for
I'm going to say quit.
Yeah.
But I think 18 games left. Look, if they go 9-9, they're the 10 seed, and they're not going to make the playoffs.
Well,
they'll be in the play-in. They won't get into the playoffs.
Here's one.
No, you cannot say that.
I can't say that. Mace, I don't like the matchups.
You can't say that, but that.
Mace,
you can say that.
What you should look at though is the history of LeBron in elimination games.
Of course,
right.
He's literally the hardest person to kill ever.
Looking at that team, I don't see a team that is going to go on the road twice and beat somebody like Dallas, somebody like Sacramento. If they draw Sacramento in the play-in tournament, you really feel good about that?
In the play-in
tournament?
Yes,
I do not feel good about that at all.
Because things change.
Well, they're the 7-8, right? They'd be in the 7-8 game. The Lakers would be in the...
It's Sacramento, Dallas, Lakers, Warriors, and the four right now. It could change.
But going to Sacramento road game, seeing what I just saw, I don't believe the Lakers win that game.
I'm very interested to see what happens Wednesday. When we go to Sacramento and play them again, by then,
Bando is going to be back, and hopefully
Pepe. That's not true.
He's going to be reevaluated next week.
There is no one has told me he's coming back, and I ask about him every week.
Yeah,
he's getting better, but they're going to evaluate him. They may come out and say done,
or they could come out and say reevaluate him, and he'll
be
back in 3 weeks.
The end of March,
right? But what they're saying is they're at the end of March they're going to evaluate him.
Not that he's going to come back at the end of March. And by the way, tonight LeBron is questionable. Who knows? I don't. Do you know anything?
He's got to play, man. They can't
plan for sure. You think?
No, I think it's a game time decision.
Yeah, I do too.
But,
the sore ankle.
Yeah, the ankle thing is just chronic.
It's not. I want to be clear about this because I said this yesterday a couple of times. I'm trying really hard not to make too big of a deal out of one game. It was one really, really bad game. I'm very anxious to see how they're going to play tonight. But if they come out flat tonight and they don't play with energy and they don't play defense, then we got real problems because they were embarrassed the other night.
Yeah.
Pepe, you were there. They were getting booed in their own building in the third quarter. That maybe happens once or twice every 5 years. And people were pissed because Sacramento was doing whatever they wanted. And the Lakers did. So, I mentioned this yesterday. You guys will remember this. Woody Hayes, the old Ohio State coach, his big line was, nothing cleanses your soul like getting the hell kicked out of you. Wednesday, they got the hell kicked out of them. But what's interesting is so did Milwaukee. Milwaukee had won six straight out of the All-Star break. They went up to Golden State. And at one point, Golden State was up by 40. Over a team that had Giannis and Dame. So they did the same thing the Lakers did. And so tonight we're going to find out who's more mad and who wants it more.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Dodgers because that flaw that we pointed out earlier this week.
Is it rearing its ugly head
it's
again?
It's showing itself. Plus, Pepe Mantilla, here is a complete and total Oscar ballot. Fill it out. It's you versus me versus Emily. All the categories. I don't know how many are 19 categories, including all the little ones. It's a showdown, Pepe.
And I got to see the movie.
Which one?
The one that you recommended.
Oh, good. Excellent. Anatomy of a Fall. You like it?
Very much.
Awesome.
I want to see it again.
All right. All that's coming up for you. Don't forget, BBGO Fifth Row Fridays is today. It's a short show, Combo Plate. So 2:30 today, 1 hour from right now. Pay attention to absolutely everything we say. One thing will be on the quiz at 2:30. You could be in the fifth row for Lakers Minnesota on Sunday night at Crypto. All that's coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time to talk about iSpot Active. Go to this website, iSpotActive.com, iCEBODActive.com. When you go there, you'll see wearable cryotherapy for sale. Hall of Famer James Worthy, who's one of the owners of the company, is on there. There's a testimonial from a doctor. They'll answer any questions that you have. I've been doing cryo for years, but it wasn't until this year that iSpot Active came along. This is wearable cryotherapy. You wear a compression shirt or compression pants, and you slide ice-cold gel packs into the slots that are in the shirts and the pants, and you leave it on for 20 minutes. Every time I do it, my soreness is gone, and I feel better. You should try it and see if it works for you. Go to that website, icebodactive.com. It'll save you time, it'll save you money, and it'll keep you active, and you'll get to enjoy the things that you do. Take it from James Worthy. Take it from the people at iSpot Active. This is something that will get you better, faster, and keep you active. If you suffer from soreness, you got to check this out. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, if it doesn't work, you put the thing right back in the box and send it back. It costs you nothing. Try it today. iSpot Active. iSpotActive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Little Rams nugget here. They signed Kevin Dotson, offensive lineman, to a 3-year deal yesterday. And today they have tendered an offer to Alaric Jackson, who played left tackle for him last year, a guy that I think they absolutely need to keep. So we'll find out where that goes. He's a restricted free agent. Pepe, you look through all the categories. Did you fill them all out in the Academy Awards?
Just about.
Just about.
How about you?
I'm just guessing on most of them.
All right, let me ask you guys, or axe, as Micah would say, you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see the highlights from the Indiana-Minnesota game last night?
No.
I just saw
at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw that.
Anthony Edwards, the Wolves are up 2. Right. Anthony Edwards went off in the fourth quarter. He was basically a one-man team. The Wolves are up 2. Indiana's driving. This game's in Indiana. Is driving for what looks to be the game-tying layup to send the game to overtime. And Anthony Edwards comes from the left side, jumps so high that he hits his head on the rim.
Oh, my God.
Was it the rim or the glass or the backboard?
No, he hit his head on the rim.
The rim.
And blocked. And his hand was, Pepe, up that square, at the top of the square.
It was amazing.
And I think it's the best block to end a game I've ever seen. LeBron won the title at Golden State, but that was with maybe a minute to go. This was with 2 seconds to go. Am I guilty of hyperbole saying that might be the best defensive play maybe ever?
No, I don't know.
No, LeBron's was.
I don't know. LeBron.
Well, LeBron's was with a minute to go in the game. Yeah, this true. Decided the game. LeBron's had the most significance because it won a title. Mm-hmm. But if you guys haven't seen this.
Who missed the free throw? Remember?
I don't.
Was Edwards the one that missed the free throw?
I don't know. Because I just saw the highlights.
And do you remember
Taurean Prince.
He was playing for Detroit.
Oh, Tayshaun Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
He had one that was like that. Against the Lakers. That was fantastic.
John Morant had a block in the middle of a game that was like that once.
Avery Bradley.
Yeah. Michael and I came out of our shoes. It was so unbelievable. But that block last night was better. And I, for one, maybe Michael, you would know. You ever see a guy hit his head on the rim in a game?
Not in a game. Are you sure he hit his head on the rim?
100%.
Nobody just jumped out. He just hit his head on the rim.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I'm looking at it right now.
ESPN slowed it down. Top of his head hit the rim.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've never seen a guy actually hit his head on the rim. I knew Gerald Green during a dunk contest. Well, I think Daryl Green did. He didn't hit his head, but he was looking at the rim in one of his dunks. Gerald Green. I remember that dunk when he's playing for the Nets.
It was. This was unbelievable. I'm queuing it up. So watch his head.
You can't see it from the above angle.
Yeah, but
you sure it wasn't on the glass?
I'm 100% sure.
Because I saw it from ground level. Let's see. He's going up as being designed. No, he hit the glass. Did not hit the rim.
Bet you $100 I can show you video that he hits the rim.
Let's see.
Okay. You didn't see him at the end.
He definitely did. It's not even head. It looks like it's what? His neck, his shoulder.
He did, Mike.
Yeah, he did, Michael.
The view from the rear is where you can really see the best.
This is, it's one of the most incredible plays I have ever seen, and
yeah, he is so far up.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to do the dunk contest. Come on, man. Give him a million dollars.
No, I think he
How good is this dude?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, he's like a mini LeBron with his physical build and everything.
But I've watched, and Pepe, you have too, 10,000 NBA games. I've never seen a guy hit his head on the rim, ever, until last night.
I've never seen something like that hitting.
Here's a good look at it, Mike.
That's the best view of it. Look, coming behind.
Right there.
I still say he didn't hit his head.
Okay, give me $100 because you're an idiot.
Michael, how many times did you
hit his head? Michael, you owe him $100. Yeah, here's
$100.
$100.
Shoulder hit the glass. Yeah, and it looked
I want to see the $100.
Nope, yeah, didn't hit the rim.
Just give him the $100.
No, you guys don't. I'm not seeing it.
Oh my! I'm gonna give you my hold on, Michael. Hold on.
He does. It looks like he hits the rim.
I think he hit the bottom of just below the rim, but his shoulder hit the glass
Michael,
and made it look like his
Michael,
head hit the rim.
Watch this. You're so stubborn, really.
See, the irony's on the other side of the rim.
No.
It's okay to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah,
Michael.
No, apparently it's not.
I was wrong.
Oh, Matthew. Bringing some evidence in
Michael,
here.
Say I was wrong.
Yeah.
See, watch his left shoulder hit the
Michael,
glass.
You're wrong. You have 10 people telling you you're wrong.
Yeah, no, it's totally wrong.
Right there. He hit the rim.
Nope. His head, Michael, it's right there in front of your eyes. How are you not seeing
this? He does this to me all the time. The other day, he goes, no, that didn't happen. I go, you're looking at it.
Michael, how many times did you hit your head in the ring?
Never. I never got that high.
No, I don't believe it. How do you explain the way you are?
This is coconuts. So clear cut.
Coconuts hitting me on the head, falling from trees.
I believe so.
Hey, I got to talk a little bit about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. We'll spin the wheel of questions coming up next. You know, I have talked this week, in fact, about going through what I would call an emotional slump, a period where I've been down a little bit, and hopefully it hasn't affected the show too much. It comes and goes, and it probably does for you too. You feel mentally drained, or you feel overwhelmed. Life is coming at you too fast. Work is a problem. You've got conflict with your boss or coworkers. Maybe you're having relationship problems. The most important single thing that you can do is tell somebody how you're feeling. Tell them. Tell them so that they know how to support you through this. Because we are all, you know, if you're dealing with mental health issues, it is a journey. And the LA Department of Mental Health is there for you every step of the way. They've got crisis counseling, service referrals, emotional support. There's a 24/7 hotline phone, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. Their website is dmh.lacounty.gov. With the LA County Department of Mental Health, it's all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Laura Romo's wheel, as always. Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So yesterday I wasn't here because I had to pick up my mom at the airport. And
she
had to wait
Uber?
For her. No, she couldn't.
You make your mom Uber?
Yeah, no, she didn't.
No,
she
went and picked her up.
She couldn't Uber.
Michael is saying to
clearly, Michael does.
Cabs, Uber, Lyft.
Would you really make Julie Uber?
She's done it many times.
Oh, please.
She's
been
watching
all my movies.
Pick up Julie at the airport.
It's only 15 minutes away at John Wayne. God. Big deal.
All right. Anyways, Laura.
Anyways, I had to sit, you know, and wait for her. And I sparked a conversation with an elderly man. He told me he had been waiting at the airport for 17 hours for his wife. Mm. And I felt really bad for him initially until he told me he didn't move because he left her in Mexico. He paid for his seat. She did not. The plane was full. She was left behind. Mm. Now, my question for you guys is two parts. One, have you ever left your significant other stranded at an airport? And if you haven't, is there a scenario where you would?
There's not a scenario where I would, but here's a harder question that's kind of related to yours.
Okay.
You're traveling with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
There are two seats left on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One's in first class, one's in coach. Who gets the first class seat?
Mm. The one with the most leg. Has the most
so
leg room.
So you would take it and make Julie sit in coach?
Of course. I need the leg room.
No, I will give the seat to the lady.
I would give it to Lisa.
I would give it to Juan.
Because I wouldn't want to deal with the political
Soft.
Fallout
oh,
of
the
it.
Fallout would be disastrous. Oh, I would hear about it forever.
Why would he be selfish and want to choose it over you?
Because he's taller than I am.
Oh, there you go. That's what I said. One leg room.
Juan is 6'4".
Right, but you're showing no chivalry, Michael. No, yes. Making a woman go
chivalry,
to the back.
The only
right.
time
chivalry.
I can sit in coach like this if it's a one-hour flight. Other than that, man, I can't
because
take it.
Because you're selfish.
No, Pepe.
Yes, you are selfish.
I have a handicap. My legs are too long.
That's not, really not a handicap.
Why not?
No.
And coach?
It's an inconvenience. It also can be a huge advantage, as you found out in your career.
That's true.
And having long legs has served you well.
We have a handicap because we have to listen to you.
All right. Speaking of that, Pepe, since Michael will not listen to any of us about Anthony Edwards hitting his head on the rim, here's Anthony Edwards after the game.
That block to close it out looked like you hit your head on the backboard.
Yeah, I hit my head, I think, on the rim. It's hurting real bad. And I landed on my wrist. But, I mean, you know, I saw him with the lane. I knew he was going for the layup. And I was just like, man, I'm finna go get this. I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
See, he says his head hurts because he hit it on the rim.
Right. So Michael, you've come around on this, right?
Exactly. He scraped the rim. Didn't like he
bumped it, but he did.
He acted like he had one of the rim
with his head.
He actually
$100.
He actually corrected
with every game, right?
Exactly. John, he actually corrects her. She says, "It looks like you hit your head on the backboard." He says, "I hit my head on the rim."
Yeah, he did.
He corrects her.
By the way, Michael, I'm a little. I have information that you don't. On GetUp this morning, they actually isolated it with a red
circle. Oh, did they?
Where he hits his head on the rim.
Clearly, he had an advantage in that argument.
And Laura, to answer your question, it happened to me several times when I was working for Mexicana Airlines. My wife was still alive. We were married, but we were traveling standby. Mm-hmm. So if there was only one seat, whomever had to work the next day or whatever.
Whoever got priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
And then apparently if you're in Michael's family, he goes and you just deal with the fallout.
Yeah. Good luck, Joey.
You go and coach because you're only 5'9". I'm 6'9".
Hey, Joey, have a good trip.
How does that make sense to you idiots?
If I was in Michael's family, I go to the judge and I said, please, change this. Yeah,
you're going to change. Kick me out of this family, please.
So I need to make a mythical money bet today. And you guys tell me if this is fair or what odds I can get.
Did you have one last night?
Oh, I had a cut bet last night. I had two bets on cut.
Did you win either?
I was one for two.
So now you're 2-8?
I'm 2-8.
Okay.
I'm betting real money. I'm 2-8. So I have got in my hand Pepe's wins, his picks in 23 Oscar categories. I've got mine. Now, I'm willing to bet. And you tell me if I need odds.
Okay.
$100,000 mythical dollars that I beat Pepe in this. How do I make that bet?
$100,000.
Pepe doesn't have money, so I think
he has 100. I'll give you
10. What
against
do you think,
the
Greg?
House?
Give him 10 against the house.
10 against the house. You can have $10,000 mythical. Yes.
Now, okay. Yeah, and then he loses it if Pepe wins.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. That's the bet.
Okay.
Right. And the money goes to me.
It's sure, pretend. We'll give you, it's pretend money.
I know. It's pretend money.
Yeah, we'll give you
some.
Okay.
You can have all of the doll hairs that you would like.
Yeah.
So, and Prize Picks is our sponsor for Mythical Money.
Yes.
It's the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Hey, if you were Russell Wilson, yesterday he visited the Giants and today he visited the Steelers, what would you be rooting for?
If I'm Russell Wilson, I want to go to the Steelers. I think that is a perfect spot. They just are a quarterback away. They're always right in the mix. Mike Tomlin has that team winning through everything. They've got an opportunity. They're under the cap, so if they can bring in somebody for the minimum, they can add around Russell Wilson, and they can use him as a bridge quarterback to get to potentially Kenny Pickett or somebody else.
All right, let me give you the counter argument.
No. Okay.
I would go to the Giants because it gives me a better chance to win. Look at so Baltimore's not in my division.
Yep.
All right. Then Baltimore was the team with the best record in the AFC last year. Kansas City's in that conference. In the Giants division, it's Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Eagles. All of them laid eggs at the end of the season last year. Washington stinks. Dallas got beat at home. The Eagles lost, what, 7 games in a row at the end of the year? Brian Daboll seems to know like he knows what he's doing. You get to live in New York. Michael, I think I'd take New York. How about you?
Well, Russell Wilson's done. I can't believe Pittsburgh was choosing him over Justin Fields. Fields is available.
Well, I don't know where Fields is going to wind up, and I haven't heard a lot of speculation about it.
And keep in mind, you're right, Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson at this point, but you get Russell Wilson basically for free.
Yeah, so what?
He gets $39 million from Denver. You pay him the minimum. If you trade for him, you're going to have to give up a lot.
No, a couple of fourth-round picks, third-round picks.
Yeah, no, I don't think Justin Fields is expensive necessarily. No. Is he a first-round?
I think you'd have to give up like at least a 2 and a 3.
No. Yeah, at least
Justin Fields
two and
was
a three
the second
right.
pick in the whole draft.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't tank your draft.
What, Pepe? You wouldn't go for Justin Fields?
You know, I like the Pittsburgh one.
Yeah.
The only problem is what I hear is that he is a problem in the locker room.
Oh, you think so? Everybody seems
to think so.
Diva.
What gives him a better chance to win?
It makes sense what you said, but I like him better in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's a better, more stable franchise. It's, you know, it's
10-7 without a quarterback. I was going to say
these are the two franchises that are owned by the same family.
Right, right.
The Rooneys own both the Steelers and the Giants.
If Russell Wilson went to New York, he would get picked apart like a Thanksgiving turkey. Mm-hmm. They would just have a field day with Russell Wilson, and he will play right into all that New York Post back page garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I go Justin Fields.
I came across, by the way, somebody last time we did a show. I think this was the Ralph show. They gave us an old Mason trading card.
Who's that?
That is me.
What?
Back in the day.
You look like Mark Cuban.
I know. Cuban. Very. I must have been 28 years old at that point.
That's really cool.
I had brown. I still had brown hair.
What does he look like, Pepe? Any movie star?
A very good-looking man is what I would say.
Little Joe Pesci in you there.
Joe Pesci's not a good-looking man. What are you talking about?
Younger days,
Joe
yes.
Pesci is this tall, and he's not a good-looking man.
What do you got? He looks like you could be a member of the mob.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take that.
Yeah, you're a good-looking guy, Mace.
Thank you. Thank you. I had my day. Now, listen, there is an interesting development with the Dodgers today.
I like this, by the way.
We talked earlier in the week about the left side of the infield. Max Muncy's not a great defensive third baseman, and Gavin Lux made some bad throws and booted a couple of balls so far in spring training. They need him to be their everyday shortstop. Well, they've juggled things a little bit. Today, Mookie Betts is at shortstop, and Gavin Lux is at second. So they're addressing that left side of the infield. Now,
did you hear what Dave Roberts said when they asked him about it?
I don't know.
No, they said, is this something permanent? And Dave gave a very good answer. It's not, I mean, the media's not going to like it, but it's honest. He said, it's permanent for now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which I think Mookie is a better fielder than people know, and I think he might be able to pull this off. Let's see.
The other thing is Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic says the Dodgers are still interested in Willy Adames, who's a shortstop in Milwaukee, who actually is a really good hitter and a really good fielder. The way I look at this is you may have to give up stuff. You may have to pay him, all that. You have spent $1.1 billion, and the Dodgers are the Sistine Chapel. Why are you going to let those two fingers touch and get screwed up because you don't have a guy that can play shortstop on an everyday basis? I would rather have a defensive, a glove guy than a bat guy there. I can live with one dead spot in the lineup.
Wait a minute. You have that with Miguel Rojas, right?
Miguel Rojas is, yeah, if they wanted to go with him every day, he's a good fielder.
In-house.
Good fielder and average hitter.
You're saying because he's got a glove, play him, hit him ninth, and don't worry about him at the plate.
That's what I say. Bergman, do you agree with that?
I mean, for the most part, but I wouldn't do it. I can't trust Miguel Rojas at the shortstop every single day. It's too important of a position.
Right,
I would
but he's a good fielder.
He's a good fielder, but he's not a good. You can't just give away a spot in the lineup every single day.
Well, that's the question.
For
years, Greg, they used to do that with catchers.
Like, yeah,
they don't do it anymore. But the catchers, like if you had a really good defensive catcher and he hit 180, you'd just
Sundberg.
Yeah, leave him in.
It's Austin Barnes. Yeah, it's Austin Barnes.
Right.
And also, I mean, they used to do that with shortstops too. Cesar Asturias was a terrible hitter, but he's really good.
By the way, what's weird about Cesar Asturias was an All-Star 1 year. As I remember.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Was an All-Star
one. Hey, Michael, has Trace heard anything?
Not yet, but he's playing good. He's hitting 500, and he's 5-for-10 so far in the spring training.
I like the 5. I wish the 10 was more at bats.
Yeah, he'll play today. He'll probably start today.
Okay. All right, coming up next for you. Mace, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
If you went after Willy Adames, would you move Lux in that?
I would.
Yes, I would.
You have to get rid of him, right? Yeah, if you trade for a shortstop, you're getting rid of Lux.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Adames is better than Lux.
He is. He's been trending downwards the last couple of years.
Strangely, Adames plays for Milwaukee, right?
Yes, shortstop Milwaukee.
I'm pretty sure that's where Lux is from.
So what? By the way, the year Asturias was an All-Star, he stole 62 bases.
Did you see that Freddie wants Shohei Ohtani to steal 100 bases this year?
Yeah, I know. I don't want Shohei to devote too much time to that. He's got a couple of steals so far.
A friend
in spring
of mine
training.
Who works for the Angels says Ohtani is deceptively fast. He said might have been the fastest player on our team last year.
He is a top 5 fastest player in the league.
Yeah, and that's not well known, but apparently he runs like the wind.
The Dodgers have a very, very good team that can hit the ball really well.
Wow.
What are the most? No,
Pepe.
Greg.
The man finish his point.
I'm not
He's
saying
He's got
anything.
Great focus.
The Dodgers have a good team that can hit the ball.
Greg, what are the most important positions in a baseball team? In a baseball team, what?
What is the what?
The most important positions.
Well, shortstop is a very important one, and catcher is very important as well.
The catcher, the shortstop, and the center field.
Yep.
Okay,
so
that line is very important. Mm-hmm. Even Michael knows this.
Yes, I do.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
I know.
Okay, so you have to worry about getting a very good shortstop. okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. They have to go get somebody in that important position because that's going to create a lot of good defense for a team that has a lot of power.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
If you look in the past, look at all the teams in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And
like which team?
Like the Dodgers, the Yankees.
The Yankees? They had Derek Jeter. He could hit.
Okay. Would you let me talk?
What did you say? The Yankees.
The A's, remember?
A's, sure. Bert Campaneris, he can hit.
They had really good shortstops.
Yeah.
Baltimore had
Kyle Ripken.
And Mark Belanger.
Mark Belanger.
And Cleveland had Alomar and Bisquel.
Yes, Bisquel, another great fielder.
I have never seen somebody as good as those two.
Yeah. Well, especially if you've got a great pitching staff and you're going to score runs out of – you're going to power in eight other positions – I think you can live with a glove guy at shortstop and make sure you don't make big mistakes, particularly late in games.
I'm telling
you,
Greg, I think Mookie's going to pull this off.
I think so.
He's an incredible fielder, so anything he does, he's going to be great at.
Watch. I bet you he could. He might make the All-Star team at shortstop.
I think That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool coming up next. Don't forget, we got Lakers versus Milwaukee tonight. We're on a combo plate, so...
Potpourri of lies today.
And BB Go Fifth Row Friday is a half hour away.
Oh, wow.
Well,
this show is loaded.
Show is fast today.
We got to focus.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Focus.